light every day. Even this world would never contain how I've been blessed.
Just a song. He's the reason I sing.
trust of you in me. No way I could count them. There's not enough time, so I'll just thank Him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Thank God.
Yes, he has. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Glory.
The Lord's been good, hasn't he? The Lord has been good. Has he been good to you? Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord has been good to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Can't tell you how good he's been to me. And the Lord does special things for you every now and then. And you feel like he does just for you. And let you know that he loves you and taking care of you. He knows how much your bills are. He knows what your burden is. He knows what you're hurting over this morning. He knows how much your light bill is going to be this month. He knows everything about us, and he's taking care of us. You know, sometimes the devil will get you down, and you'll think, and the devil will say, well, you pulled through that last one, but you're never going to make it through this one. But I'm going to tell you something. Same God that brought you through the last one will bring you through this one. He's faithful. He's faithful and good. He's faithful and good. Boy, it feels good in here this morning. Good atmosphere. Amen. Go ahead, brother.
It's been a crazy week on both sides of our family. My dad put a drill bit through his hand at work, and her dad cut his leg to the bone. And, you know, it's been a crazy week, but I just thank God for being so good to me. You know, I'm blessed this morning.
Amen.
I'm glad this morning I don't have to worry about where my hope is.
That's right. That's right. Hit me.
I just thank God for being so good to me. You know, I don't know what's going on in our lives right now, but I'm just thanking God for being so good.
Hit me, brother.
The reason I know He has a plan. And I'm just glad that I'm saved this morning.
Amen, brother. And the baby's coming soon. You think you got problems? Oh, okay, I'm just kidding. Amen. Brace yourself, brother. Amen. If you want to sleep, sleep now. You'll never have no more sleep, never get no have no more money. It's over, brother. Life as you know it is over. Amen. I'm just kidding. Amen, brother. Brag on him. Brag on him.
If they don't get saved, this and that. And he was talking about all this stuff, but I'm glad I am
faithful
to God. I know this morning.
Amen, brother.
I'm glad He loves me.
Amen.
I'm glad this morning I love Him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He loves me. And I'm glad He's so good. He takes care of me.
Sure He does.
He loved me when I was unlovable. Amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord this morning.
Amen. Boy, it's good to have all of you here. This sister here and this young lady is Princess, right? Ain't that her name? Princess. And she's interpreting here. It's going to get faster here, so we'll see how good you are. Can you talk redneck?
Yep.
Yeah. She said, yep, she'll be all right. Amen. Amen. Sometimes I make up words.
Okay. I'll figure it out.
But we're sure glad to have him. And where's them little boys at? They're back in the junior church. I will talk about this morning. Turn your Bible to Mark chapter 10. The book of Mark chapter 10. And I really want you to come back tonight. I hardly ever announce what I'm going to preach on. But tonight, I'm going to preach on a subject, if the Lord don't change my mind, that you'll want to hear. The title of the sermon tonight's going to be, The Family We Don't Want in This Church. There's one family that we don't want, and you're going to find out who it is tonight. And if you're not here, then we'll know that you think it's you. And so, the family that we don't want in our church. You say, I thought you wanted everybody. Well, we do except for this one family. And some of them's here this morning. So you'll find out. I'm going to call their names tonight. And we're going to officially vote them out and take a public stand against them tonight. Amen. Mark chapter number 10. 6 o'clock this evening. You don't want to miss that. Mark chapter number 10. I'll get phone calls all evening, people apologizing for stuff. Mark chapter number 10. Look at verse number 13. Mark chapter 10 and verse 13. My burden this morning is to tell you why we're having Bible school and tell you how important it is, and I'm going to talk about it this morning. Mark chapter 10 and verse number 13. And they brought young children to him. That's a very interesting statement. Them kids couldn't come. Somebody brought them. That's why we have buses. That's why we have cars. The Lord might have given you that car so you can bring kids to Jesus. He blessed you with a nice car. He might have done that. I've heard people say, well, I don't know, so kids in my... If your car is too nice to bring kids in, we need to pray that God will give you a sorry car that you can use for Him. Amen? Amen. I got a nice car sitting out there, and I've had it full of kids, and will again if the Lord will let me. Amen? They brought children to Him. They brought them. That He should touch them. That's why we bring them. And His disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, He was much displeased. You do understand that's the only time in the Bible it said Jesus was much displeased. And the only time it said Jesus was much displeased is when people got mad at people for bringing little kids in. That's something for you to think about. And said, look what Jesus said in verse 14. Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, and he put his hands upon them and blessed them. My soul, think about that. Think about that this morning. He put his hands on them and blessed them. The Bible said the Lord, they said, he said, bring little children. Little children. Down, brother. Little children. He said, bring little bitty kids. I know that many, many, many times kids are overlooked. Kids are pushed aside. Kids are like, oh, get out of here, y'all. You're getting on my nerves. Recently, we had a sort of a real sophisticated lady visit our church. And nice, dressed, I mean refined. And everybody's welcome. But you don't get them often. Very refined lady, dressed perfect, nice car, everything. And I was shaking her hand when she was going out back there. And right when she was shaking my hand, here come a little bus kids about there. I just run right into her and about knocked her off her feet. And I said, hallelujah. That's what she needed. The Lord gives her what she needed. Isn't that a blessing? You say, well, she'll never come back. She needed that. Amen. That lady needed that. She needed to realize that those kids are just as important to the church and to the Lord as she is. The Lord said, bring them little kids. Everybody that knows me knows I've had a burden for years for little kids. I have. My heart goes out to them. I can't imagine how the world going to be when these little kids grow up. That little one sitting right there beside Jeremy and Michelle, can you imagine? Can you imagine how this world's going to be by the time he's 20 if the Lord don't come? If we don't reach them now, they're never going to be reached. If you don't get them when they're young, the chances of them being saved is slim. The older they get, the less chance of them being saved. Watch this. Let me show you something. How many people in here tonight, this morning, how many of you in here this morning were saved, you got saved before you were 20 years of age? You were 19 or younger. Raise your hand. I want you to look at that. That's probably 98% of the people in here. All right, let me do it this way. How many of you got saved after the age of 20? Would you raise your hand? All right, there's about 15 maybe. Thank you. You can put your hands down. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to realize when we bring kids to church, we are doing the work of God. We are doing the work of the Lord. You know what? The devil is an imitator. Now, the reason the devil's after our kids is because he's an imitator of the Lord. Jesus said, bring little kids to me. So the devil says, I know what I'll do. I want them little kids. So he's after them younger and younger and younger. The world out there this morning is after our kids. He wants them younger and younger and younger. I heard the other day, this statistic the other day, and it blew my mind. And they'd done a research. They found out that the average child, by the time he's 6 years of age, the average child watches 28 hours of television a week. Average, that's 4 hours a day for seven days a week, sitting in front of a TV, counting morning, cartoons, everything. Average, and they said, are you listening? They said, translated, that means a child, by the time he's 6 years of age, has spent more time in front of a television set than he will have spent with his daddy his entire life. Did you hear that? He has spent more time in front of television indoctrinated than he will have spent with his dad his entire life. Now you think we're not in a race for the minds and hearts and souls of these little boys and girls? Yes, we are. I hope that everybody here, I hope you teachers, I hope our Sunday school teachers will get a burden and brother get down and pray the Holy Ghost down on those classes. I don't care if you've got them 5 years old, they can feel when God is in that classroom. Get up, teachers, and be full of God. Let them feel the Lord on you. And brother, the devil wants them. The devil wants them. He's a copycat. He hates the children. He hates them. You need to realize this morning, brother, that it's unbelievable what they are going through. I'm gonna read you a song. I did this some while back. Some kid gave me this not long ago, and it's a song sung by Selena Gomez. And Selena Gomez, just a little girl, a teenager, I guess she's still a teenager, and everybody thinks, oh, how cute, little pop star, and she's a cute little singer, and you know, she's harmless, she ain't like these old dirty, nasty rapping songs, and these dirty, satanic rock and roll, heavy metal stuff. Well, listen to this song. This is called Rock God. And Katy Perry wrote the words to this song, and Selena Gomez, the clean image girl, sings this song. Rock God. Our God is the God of rock. You know, I'm going to quote you the words. She said, preacher man walked into the club and he said, hey girl, can't you walk and not stray? He's talking to her. A preacher comes in and said, can't you get right with God? And she said, Father, I'm torn and I'm selling my soul to the rhythm, to the beat, and to the bass, because I can't confess my rock and roll ways, because I'm so possessed. You know what she said in the first line? She said, I'm selling my soul, I can't quit what I'm doing, and I'm possessed with the music he plays. Who's the he? A rock god. Guess who that is? You can laugh. Some of y'all make fun of me. Some of you think, oh, it's just a big joke. Brother Danny preaches about all that music. But I'm telling you, the God of rock and roll is Satan himself. Right. Lucifer. Yep. And brother, listen to the words. I can't stop my feet from dancing to the sound of his drum. Oh no, I fell in love with my rock God. I can't keep my hips from swaying to his sweet melody. This is girls 8, 9, 10, and 11. This is her music. This is her audience. 10, and 11, and 12-year-old girls. I can't keep my hips from swaying to his, Satan's, sweet melody. You see, I fell in love with my rock god. Preacher man took my hand and said, looked in my eyes and said, hey girl, can't you live right? And she said, it's not like I'm hurting anyone. I can't confess my rock and roll ways. No, I wouldn't change a thing, even if I could. That means you can't. She said, I wouldn't change it, even if I could. I chose a path and I'm not looking back. I'm sorry if I left the angel crying over me, because I was in love with my rock God. Preacher man, preacher man, preacher man, preacher man. I'm gone, 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 gone. The reason we want them young is because the devil's after them young.
The reason we want them young is because Satan is after your boys and your girls. Some of you parents here, I said it earlier. I mean, you'll take them to softball. You'll take them to baseball. You'll make sure they're there early. You'll make sure they're there on time. And when it comes to Bible school, you say, well, I don't know. We're busy. We got things to do. Listen, if you had a brain in your head this morning, you'd say, my child will be a part. My child needs to hear the Bible. My child needs God. My child, and you'd stay up and fast and pray a little bit. That God, get a hold of your boys and girls. Sit me down. Just a hair, brother. And I'm going to tell you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, you hear me? We are in a battle for these boys and girls so like we've never seen before. Amen. You know what I'm going to challenge you to do this morning? I'm going to challenge you, get your car and get it full and bring them to Bible school. Amen. Everybody here, get your car. You got a car, God give you that car. You got gas, God give you that gas. You got insurance, God give you that insurance. Go out in your neighborhood this evening, call your sister, say, I'm going to come over and pick up your kids. Call your brother, say, I'm going to come over and pick up your kids. I'm bringing my car load to Bible school, and I'm going to tell them. You say, Brother Danny, you really think it's that important? Absolutely. We're going to talk about heaven. We're going to talk about hell. We're going to have a skit on Wednesday night that every child in this church, and every child in Burke County needs to see. Listen, people, they're bombarded. They are bombarded day and night with movies and music and the world's philosophy. They're getting ready to go back to school. They'll hear the devil's philosophy all day, every day from their peers, from those that live around them. We've got to get a burden back for our kids before the devil gets half of them, takes them to hell when they die. A few years ago, we was in Bible school, youth rally or something, and I was picking up a kid down the road in Hoppy Tom. And I was picking them up every service and bringing them. And one of my nephew down there, Weston down there, and these little old boys that live down there, mean as the devil. I mean, they terrorize the neighborhood. They're about 9, 10 years old, 11 years old. I mean, you talk about some mean boys. I mean, they took BB guns and shot holes in my mom's house. I mean, one of them threw a rock, you know, busted out. My neighbor that lived down the road had a camper, but cracked the window on his camper. They're always doing something. They're always into something. Well, I loaded them all up, and I said, boys, we're going to church. Y'all are going with me. And we went, and they all went to the altar and got right with the Lord, and they all got saved, you know. And I'd come and get them every certain night and pile them up. I said, y'all going? They'd pile in there. I had the whole car full of them. I was taking them home one night, and I said, now, boys, listen, y'all need to read your Bible. Y'all need to read your Bible. And I thought, you know what? The world's got these boys almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're out there. They're going to get offered drugs if they ain't already. They're going to get in trouble with the law if they ain't already. They're going to be experimenting with all kinds. There's no telling what they see. They all got cell phones. They got internet. They can see anything in the world. People like when we were growing up, you couldn't even have access to. There wasn't even no such thing. I said, bless the Lord. I'm going to get some Bible in them while I got a chance. I'm going to put the Word of God in them and hope it'll take root. And I looked for a tape, and I didn't have enough. The Ruckman, I put Dr. Ruckman in there, and you know, there's an old kid sitting in there, and he's teaching on something. And I said, listen to that, boys, it's good for you. And they was cutting up, we was going up the road, and Weston, my nephew, he kept talking, and one of them other little old boys about that high, just mean as a snake, he spoke up and said, shut up, Weston, listen to the Word of God. Amen. I said, amen. And I went through there and I thought, you know what? That was a blessing. That was a blessing. I went home and I thought about that. Shut up, Weston, and listen to the Word of God. I thought, that's a good philosophy to have. Amen? That's a good philosophy. You know, a lot of people say, now, children, that's a good philosophy. Shut up and listen to the Word of God. Amen? The Word of God will do them good. The Word of God will get in them. It's seed. If we believe this book is supernatural, that thing is a seed that'll get in their heart. Listen, I want my kids in Bible school. I want my grandchildren in Bible school. I want them to hear the Word of God. I believe the Word of God is what will keep them out of trouble when they grow up. And the Word of God is what will help them get right. And the Word of God is what will take. This is a supernatural book. We need to take the Word of God and put it in their hearts. I'll show you something here this morning that I honestly hesitate to show you. Just briefly, I'm going to point out a couple of things. I need you to help me back there, Sean, one of y'all, with the lights. And I'm going to show you something this morning. And I want you to look very carefully, just a minute, at what I'm going to show you.
This is a website on the internet. Just leave some of them. Still got one of those randoms on here. This is a Lady Gaga. It's on the left, those round ones. And this is a Lady Gaga Jesus dress-up in which you put Jesus is on the cross, and it's like dog where you take different clothes and put on the dog where you're dressing up Jesus to mock him. There's Lady Gaga's one of her hairdos, and there's one of her hairdos, and I hate to show you this, but this is what kids do now in their spare time. Look here what it says. It says you can take Jesus here and dress him up. And y'all help me now. Are you listening to me this morning? You can take Jesus here and dress him up. And I want you to watch and see what they do to him. You can put all of these clothes on Jesus to mock him, to make him look like Lady Gaga. And it says you can play all day long and email them about how that you can dress up Jesus and mock him. Now it's time for you and Jesus to do some Lady Gaga cross dressing. You see where it says cross dressing? The cross of Calvary, and insinuating he's a cross dresser. That's a man, that's a homosexual man that dresses like a woman. Insinuating that our Lord on the cross is a homosexual or a transvestite. They'll go out of their way to make sure that these boys and girls are taught the wrong way. Just Google Jesus at the Jesus dress-up store. What would inspire? You think our kids don't need Bible school? You think your boys and girls don't need the Word of God? You think the Lord Jesus Christ, in all His glory, and the most perfect Son of God that never committed a sin, that's what they're saying about Him today in our homes, on our computers. Listen, boys and girls, the original Jesus dress-up, you can have Final Justice, Jesus Superstar, to let Jesus hula His way into your heart in a coconut bra and grass skirt. Let him hula his way into your heart with a broad grass skirt, or make him the bad boy in his favorite leather pants and skull t-shirt. There's an outfit for every occasion. You say, preacher, that makes me sick. Good. We ought to be in this altar this morning bawling our eyes out, begging God. You know what our problem is in this country? When nothing even bothers us. We don't even care. We don't even care if kids love God or not. We don't care if our boys and girls know the Lord, brother. We better get a burden back like we ought to have it. You can't get teachers. You can't get singers. You can't get preachers. They even tell visit a bus route or do anything for God anymore. This is a God is fake stamp. And you put it on everything that's got God on it, on your money, on anything. You stamp God is fake on all your cash. On Tinder, Bibles, the incredible God is fake pamphlet is now available for public consumption. And there's a family, man, wife, and the kids, saying that Bob is fake. It's from the normal Bob Smith Ministries. This is to put, every time you see God, the word God, have you seen the semi-illegal God is fake money stamp? You put it over top of your money. Anywhere you see the word God, they say take it in motel rooms. Take it and anytime you see a Bible, you put the God is fake sticker over top of the word God. They're going out of their way to try to make kids hate them. Those oh-so-annoying Bible tracts we all know too well. The next time you're handed one of them, hand them one back that says God is fake. That's what I'm telling you. The Lord said, suffer the little children to come unto me. And then the devil's trying to get them back. He said, I admire the God is fake thing. I printed out a sheet, cut them up, and carry them in my backpack, in case I'm solicited by a religious freak That's a bus worker. That's somebody giving out tracts. That's somebody trying to do something for the Lord. The devil is trying to get the kids before they get. Look at it. Here's my suggestion. Encourage those who are forced to go to church by their wacky parents to take these along. They could place them in the hymnals or in the collection plate. They would also be good to put in the Bibles that they find in hotel rooms. They're teaching kids who have to go to church by their wacky parents to put God is faith tracts in the offering plate and in the Bibles and the hymnals at church. Look at this. Have fun. Play darts with Jesus. Now I want you to look at that right there. Grab a dart, take aim, and let go. The reward comes when you actually break the skin. So you throw darts at Jesus, and when you cut His skin, you get a reward for it. You say, Brother Danny, that makes me sick. That's why we have Bible school. That's why we run these buses. That's why. How could we? We're wicked if we let them little kids stay at home and not try to reach them. God have mercy on us. God's blessed us with health. God's blessed us with automobiles. Hey, listen, you got a trailer park down below your house. This is digital drugs. I won't take time to do this. I've got to stop. Digital drugs are where you plug into music on the internet and listen to them, and you actually get high off the drug. It's a proven fact. Just like a drug, you get high off music. And I've always believed that. I have always believed that you get high off music. Amen? It don't take a genius to figure that out. Music will do the same, have the same effect on you as certain kinds of drugs. Look at that. I hate to show that to y'all. I hate to show it to you. It's a well-known fact that music can alter your mood. It's catchy, upbeat song can make you feel excited, attitude. Listen, you can excite any kind of emotion that a person has with music. That's why we call it brain entertainment. You think we don't need our buses rolling? I think there's some people here this morning say, Brother Danny, I've been backslidden. I know I need to get in the bus ministry, and I know I need to work on Saturday, and I know I need to get kids to church. And Brother Danny, I've got kids below my house that I know, Spanish kids, white kids, black kids, brown kids, every color, every shape, every size, every single one of them. If they don't hear the gospel that Jesus loves them, they'll never be saved. It's very unlikely they won't be saved when they're older. Miss Desi, I want you to come to the instrument. And I'm going to ask you a question this morning. Do we even care? You say, Brother Danny, I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. I'm so consumed with my own problems and my own life and my own pleasure that I don't care. And I'm going to hit that altar this morning, and I'm going to ask God to make me care and give me a burden for these boys and girls. I can promise you I'm going to be praying hard tonight and tomorrow before they all get in here. I won't. Carrie and them will be back tonight, this evening sometime, and I want them grandkids of mine, I want them, when they come to church, I want them to feel something and hear something that when they grow up, they're going to think, that's better than what the world's got to offer. Let's get a burden for these kids, y'all. Let's get a burden for our kids, for your kids, for our children. Let's just get in this altar this morning, and let's just get in here and let's just pray, Lord, I got a car and I'm going to fill it up. I mean, I'll bring my 4Runner. I'll go down the road and get some kids. I'm going to bring my neighbor's, Lord willing, I'm going to try to bring my neighbor's kids. Lord willing, that's good, brother. Lord willing, I'm going to try to get my kids and get my family, and I'm going to bring a load of Bible. Listen, have you a 3-night bus ministry with your car. Have you a 3-night bus ministry just with your automobile. Go pick up some boys and girls in them apartments and get them in here, and let's say, Lord, I want to bring. That's the only hope they got. It's the only hope they've got. May God help us this morning. God, help us this morning. God, help us this morning. God, help us this morning. It's the only hope they've got is to hear the gospel and be saved. It's the only hope they got, friend. It's the only hope they got. May God have mercy on us. May God have mercy on us. How's things between you and the Lord this morning, friend? How's things between you and Jesus? Maybe you need to get in here. Maybe you need to get in here head over heels. Start coming to church all the time. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Get your kids in here. They need every single bit of preaching they can possibly get. Maybe you need to get in there and start living. Maybe there's some things you need to straighten up at home. Husbands and wives. Maybe you need to rededicate your life. I don't know. But I know one thing. We're losing a generation of kids if we don't get on the ball. God help us. We're going to pray. Anybody else? Come on, just slip out of your seat. Just slip right out of your seat and come. These little babies, the only hope they've got is somebody to reach them with old-time religion and preaching and praying. That's the only hope they've got. The old Christians are dying off. I heard of the church just the other day, just about everybody in there is older and dying off. The old Christians are dying off. There's got to be some young ones come up. Carry the torch. Keep the fire burning. Got to be some young couples get in here and support the work of God and sing in the choir and preach and pray. There's got to be some young people do it. Mamas and daddies are passing off the scene. Would you come this morning? If you're here this morning, you need to get right with the Lord. Why don't you come? Come on, right now. Just get out of your seat and come on, right now. You need to get right with the Lord. You need to rededicate your life. You need to get your heart right. Come on, right now. Come on. Come on, right now. Come on. Come on, right now. Come on, right now. You need to get back in there. Get right with God. Come on. Come on, right now. Just get out of your seat. You say, preacher, I need to get right with the Lord. My life is messed up. It'll never be right till you get it right with the Lord. Come on. Come on, right now. Heavenly Father, I beg of you in Jesus' name, Lord, that you'd bless every single person in this altar this morning. Thank you for every person here. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that wants to do right. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to fill up our cars and bring a load of kids to Bible school tomorrow night. I pray the Holy Ghost will just come and do a great work in our Bible school, that kids will get saved, every one of them get saved, all over this community, Hickory, Lenore, Morgan, and Marion, anywhere we go to reach them, Lord, I pray that you'd bring them in. Lord, I pray the power of God will come down, do a mighty, 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 mighty work, Lord. Save souls, change lives, touch hearts. In Jesus' name we pray and for His sake. Amen. 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 So I'm still